Today I'm going to be talking with you about creating an outdoor classroom, a university high school service learning partnership. So first of all, I want to start off with just a basic definition of service learning. Service learning is an experiential pedagogy, a teaching and learning strategy that integrates meaningful community service with instruction and reflection to enrich a student's learning experience, teach civic responsibility, as well as strengthen our community. So really taking instruction out of the classroom. So service learning always has these common characteristics. It's always positive, or really should be. It should be meaningful, and it should be real to the participants. It should be cooperative rather than competitive, promotes teamwork and citizenship. So students that are enrolled in service learning classes really get involved with the learning, really develop an ownership. It engages problem solving in a specific context of service activities and community challenges. We really try to address community needs, not what do I think the community needs, but listening to the community and then addressing those problems. And it must always be mutually beneficial and sustainable. So a little bit of background about Athens-Clarke County, where the University of Georgia is located. Athens-Clarke County poverty rate is the third highest in the country at 28.3% in comparison with counties of approximately the same geographical size. One out of every four kids in Athens-Clarke County lives in poverty. When the UGA student population is accounted for, the poverty rate remains 23.5%. And 39% or 36,000 citizens within Athens-Clarke County, where the University of Georgia is located, live below the poverty rate. The dropout rates in Athens-Clarke County are incredible. 19% or nearly 10,000 residents do not complete high school. 59% graduation rate, 8.1 yearly dropout rate. Disaggregating data in 2007 says that 50% of all African American students will not graduate, and 42% of Hispanics. So this is a community issue that really needs to be addressed. In 2003, Athens-Clarke County school system tried to address this situation by creating a new school, a non-traditional high school called Classic City High School of Performance Learning Center. This was created a partnership between communities and schools, which is a nationwide program, the Clarke County School District, as well as the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. It is non-traditional. It is voluntary. And students actually do receive diplomas. It's targeting at-risk students or dropouts. So students are at risk, things go on in their lives. A lot of these students are parents, so this gives them that second chance. A lot of students just don't flourish in a traditional classroom, so once again, this gives them an opportunity to have a little bit of different instruction. Courses are, for the most part, electronic. They're online, and they do have elective courses such as entomology, which is where my program was started. School is Monday through Thursday, and it's 10 to 5. So we really try to, the school really tries to cater to students who have jobs or have to support families or other things like that. And I really like the school motto, rigor, relevance, and relationships. There are about 100 students in this school, and there's a one-on-one relationship with mentors through the community as well as community partners. So in 2005, there was a partnership developed between the entomology department and the entomology class that's being offered at the high school to encourage dialogue and service learning projects. Every fall, there's an entomology class taught at Classic City High School. Part of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is that every student in that school has to do 100 hours of service learning. So a student is selected to come to the University of Georgia and participate in our spring service learning class, Entomology Outreach and Service Learning. And then as a culmination of that two-semester experience, one student is selected to attend our study abroad course in Costa Rica, all expenses paid. So some of the service learning projects that we've done at the Classic City High School, 2 years ago we developed an apiary, or beehives there at the school. We always do a lot of entomology outreaches in the community, so these high school students and undergraduates at Georgia, as well as graduate students, go out in the community and share entomological knowledge. They help us with our annual insect zoo, which attracts probably about 500 people to the department. When we do our international outreach, they actually go into schools in Costa Rica and teach about insects. And then some of the collections that the students do while we are in Costa Rica are donated to schools. Classic City students, they have an insect collection requirement. So they wanted to bring more insects to campus. It's very difficult, as we all know, to do labs, and they have very limited facilities. So they were trying to think of creative ways. How can we bring insects to campus? Our classic students, they researched insect-attracting plants, and this kind of evolved into the idea of developing an outdoor classroom. So the objectives of the outdoor classroom are to promote interdisciplinary service learning and to provide a learning space to give students an appreciation for the natural world, increase students' interest in science, the arts, and, of course, civic action. So educators' top 10 reasons. I'm not going to read through all of these, but it's very clear that getting students out of the classroom is a very positive experience. So our methods, I collaborated with several faculty at the University of Georgia, and we developed a grant and received grant funds for a seed project, including art, entomology, horticulture, and landscape architecture. Both high school, graduate, and undergraduate students were involved in this project. All the partners met for a brainstorming session. We really wanted to know what the high school students want. This is their space. How do they envision this outdoor classroom? So ideas for that were all brought together, and then the landscape architecture students actually created a master plan. So this is the high school, and one thing that I will add, about a year ago, the high school started a daycare. Like I mentioned, a lot of these students are parents, and they had to drop out of school to take care of their children. So now these parents, these young adults, can come to school, their children are watched during the day, and they can take classes and finish their degrees. So landscape architecture, they have a charrette, or a very intensive design session where the master plan developed. So this was the master plan developed by the landscape architecture students. The students really wanted to, since it's an entomology class, they wanted to have different habitats. So they wanted to have an aquatic habitat. That was really important to them. So this was an aquatic bog garden. And if you notice, there's a rain barrel on the side to collect water from runoff. And then, of course, we wanted to provide some classroom space. So here you can see some sitting area, so students can go out and sit in the gardens and do really any subject that they offer at the high school. So the art education piece, there was a graduate level art education class that got involved in this project, and they really wanted to focus on a couple of different themes, identity being one of them. This is one of the high school students, and this is kind of telling. This is a young gentleman that is, for all intent and purposes, had a very difficult life. And so you can see himself at the bottom of the mountain, and he has so many obstacles in his way. This was another student at Classic City High School with her art project. And then one last student. Art can transcend the distance formality of aesthetics and dare to respond to the cries of the world. If you can see, this says choice. This young gentleman lost one of his brothers about 3 years ago. But one thing that his brother always told him is that you always have a choice. So some of the outcomes of this project. Grant funds, that initial seed grant, were used to purchase garden supplies. The project is actually currently on hold because the high school will possibly be moving in the next year. We've also applied for additional funds for this project. So some of the student reflections, because it's really important in service learning that we take time all throughout the course, before, during, and after, to really, really capture what's going on with the students. So I'm just going to read through some of these. My stereotypes of at-risk students has changed. I thought dropouts were just lazy. Many of these kids have had extremely difficult lives. I can't imagine dealing with school, having to support a family, living in poverty, having no transportation, but these kids are succeeding. The students at the PLC were so excited about the outdoor classroom project. It was neat working with so many different disciplines. As I mentioned, horticulture, landscape, architecture, entomology, and art education all came together around this one idea of the outdoor classroom. Nothing like I've ever experienced before, a true collaboration. Last, I felt like I was a part of something bigger, much bigger, that is truly going to make a difference in people's lives. Are there any questions?